Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Things are tough in America right now, whether it's the economy, the government shutdown, the looming healthcare cost increases that are going to lead people to leave health insurance and kind of roll the dice. I don't think the president is helping his party at all after the just drubbing that happened in Tuesday night's elections. I mean, he said something yesterday that whether you want to go, oh, listen to the whole clip or whatever, is going to be used in any ads as we move forward. And that is, I don't want to talk about affordability. I don't want to hear about the affordability. That is something that he talked about. Oh, we can play the clip for you. But in this clip, and I think it's important for us to point out the fact check here, because it's many people who maybe only watch Fox News or Newsmax or whatever right-leaning outlet that they watch or listen to, will believe what he says, despite what they may see if they go to the grocery store. We're going to explain the fact check on this price of Thanksgiving with Walmart thing in a moment. But this is what he had to say when he said he didn't want to talk about affordability.
Talk about the cost of Thanksgiving and the cost of living through Thanksgiving and enjoying Thanksgiving. For Joe Biden, it was 25% more than it is for me. At a later time, our energy costs are way down, our groceries are way down, everything is way down, and the press doesn't report it. The press reports whatever the con people say. You know, I call the Democrats con men and women. They make up numbers. But when you look at the 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving between Biden and me, meaning this administration, that's a tremendous number. That's a tremendous. It's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart or whatever it is they do. That they do a synopsis of everything. They cover every element of Thanksgiving meals. 25% down. So I don't want to hear about the affordability because right now we're much less. If you look at energy, we're getting closer.
Yeah, okay. This is a lie. Okay, this is all a lie. You look at energy, rising energy bills, rising energy costs burdening Michigan families. I'm just looking at all the headlines. You guys know what your electric bill looks like and your other energy bills. Energy prices, jolt. Here's proposed plans for data center developers, you know, concerns about energy costs, rising cost of energy in Texas, soaring energy costs in the Mid-Atlantic region. Energy costs stand out as a top issue in New Jersey governor race. The energy prices are going up. The grocery prices are going up. What you hear, and again, I'm mentioning this because I think it's important for people to understand where this comes in the news that you may watch. So you go look it up on Fox News. Their president touts Trump praises Walmart for slashing Thanksgiving meal prices. That's their headline. Okay. Go further into the story about the Walmart Thanksgiving meal. The Thanksgiving meal from Walmart might be 25% cheaper. It's not the same meal that it was last year. It sounds ridiculous.
Shrinkflation is what
that
this is.
We have to. Yeah, it seems ridiculous that we have to explain this to people because this is the lying that he does. And there are some people, we get the text messages from them, who will say, oh, this is Trump said this, da 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 da. And they believe it. They believe it chapter and verse. It's crazy. The Walmart meal that he is talking about is not the same meal that Walmart had last year. So when he says to you, oh, Walmart announced their cost of the, you know, Thanksgiving meal is 25% lower. It's also smaller in a big way. It contains 23 items. Last year, there were 29. Missing items this year, onions, celery, sweet potatoes, chicken broth, poultry seasoning, muffin mix, marshmallows, whipped topping, and pecan pie. They've also given you just one can of cream of mushroom soup from the two you got last year as well. And this year's meal comes with standard dinner rolls and fresh cranberries, which both cost less at Walmart than the sweet Hawaiian rolls in cranberry sauce they had last year. They also added their own Walmart Great Value brand in exchange for some name brands from last year. And what's ridiculous is that he doesn't want to hear about affordability. He tells you that. And he quotes a meal that is not apples to apples or Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving as proof of the fact that your prices are going down, despite the fact that you go to the grocery store and prices have gone up. That's an indisputable fact. But he thinks I'll just say anything. Then he gets mad when other lawmakers don't go and repeat what he says. He gets mad. They should be out there telling everybody about how great the economy is.
If you want to hear the second minute of this, I think that's where he goes. Do you want to?
I also want to get to the comments from Governor Shapiro as well. So how long is this?
Less than a minute.
Okay.
Again, talking about, he doesn't want to talk about affordability, but.
With Biden, it was $4.50, $5. Another thing, inflation. We had the worst inflation in the history of our country. Now we have virtually no inflation at all. It's down at a very low number and a very normal number. So the affordability is much better with the Republicans. The only problem is the Republicans don't talk about it. And Republicans should start talking about
it
and
good,
use their
it?
Heads.
It's a little spitty.
The whole voice is off. But here again,
they won't talk about it.
Because you know what? Most people have some shame. Most people, even politicians who can be pretty sociopathic at times, most of them realize if they go out there and say this stuff, someone's going to go, wait a minute. Have you gone grocery shopping lately? I'd love to see them on a Price is Right, guessing the price of groceries. Most of them wouldn't have a clue. All right. Governor Shapiro, Josh Shapiro, was in our backyard right here in Pittston Township yesterday. He came in. He was at the Weinberger Food Bank and talking about the importance of helping your neighbors and talking about SNAP, which is also, by the way, the president was told again, you have to comply and let the funds go to allow people to be able to get their SNAP benefits. Look, he keeps saying that he's going to do it and he's not doing it. It's really sad that we see someone who wants to harm people instead of help them and actually try to negotiate his way out of this problem that we're in right now. Let's get to what Governor Shapiro had to say, because he took questions and answers. The full video is up on WNEP. They have a YouTube page. Yeah. But here he talks specifically about Congressman Rob Bresnahan.
Understand that your congressman from this district voted to cut 510,000 Pennsylvanians off of their health care. And at the same time, voted to cut about 140,000 of those 2 million Pennsylvanians off of SNAP. And the third thing they did was gut payments for Medicaid to rural hospitals, which is going to likely end up with 25 rural hospitals shuttering here in Pennsylvania. That's what your congressman voted for, and he was the deciding vote on that measure that President Trump signed into law. I was very, very clear to those congressmen as they were weighing this bill. about the impact it would have, not just here in northeastern Pennsylvania, but all across this Commonwealth. They voted for it, eyes wide open, knowing what the results would be. I also was very clear that the state does not have the ability to backfill these cuts. And so this is a decision your federal government made to knock a half a million people off of Medicaid, knock over 100,000 off of SNAP, and really harm our rural hospitals. I think it's shameful. And hopefully you will see a new Congress come and reverse those cuts going forward. And if Tuesday night is any indication, I think you're going to see a lot of change going forward here and hopefully reverse these damaging cuts.
And while he was referencing Congressman Bresnahan there, we can also say the other congressman in this area, Dan Muser, also voted along with Bresnahan for all of those hits. So I just wonder if Bresnahan and Muser are going to take the advice of the president. Come on in here, talk to your constituents and tell them that you don't want to talk about affordability because grocery prices are actually down. I want to hear the both of them explain how energy prices are actually down. I want them to follow the leader who tells them you need to tell everybody about affordability being that things are actually better. I would love them to do that with a straight face. Don't think that they could actually do that.
It's impossible to have that conversation with people because the results would be right in front of our face. It would be like saying, hey, healthcare costs are down. And someone goes, yeah, I agree. It's like, when have you been to the doctor last? I haven't. You know who knows they haven't? You know who knows the bills are up? People who go to the doctor. Now, that's a portion of people. Everyone buys food. We all know it's way up. I saw something. This is not about price specifically, but I was at a library yesterday. Took my daughter to the library. Saw something at the library I never thought I'd see. Someone walked in off the street and started going through the canned food that people had left. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like, it's the saddest thing. And I don't know what you're supposed to, I don't know. I feel stupid because I don't know how to help other than to say, not going to
right.
draw
well,
attention to it.
There's a lot of places that
lot
need,
of real
donations,
issues.
Need donations badly because there are a huge amount. Brian Hughes sent me like 19 pages of places yeah. that have food distribution sites. Now, for many of them, it's only once or twice a week. Some of them are only once every 2 weeks. But one of the things Governor Shapiro did say was take care of your neighbor, help your neighbor. So if you know people that are struggling or need help, whatever you can give to help them, certainly reach out and do what you can.
Bah, 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 yeah. bah.
It's just the kind of music that makes me want to go watch a football game.
Whose fight song is this? Nobody's.
EJ Samuel is with us. Good morning, EJ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. Good morning, Jason. How are we?
Oh, we're excited. I know state playoffs are for another week. We've got the district championships going on in all of the classifications. So let's start with the biggest ones. We have 6A championship, number 2 Williamsport playing at number 1 Wilkes-Barre tonight.
This is a huge game, and this is two schools who, despite being the top 2 seeds, had to fight really hard to get there. This is the game I'm going to. Williamsport, 6-5, really, really quick. I've watched a lot of film trying to prepare for covering it. They just have so many options, and they're just so fast. Probably one of the fastest teams in District 2. Also, number 1 Wilkes-Barre, Jay Cow, broke multiple records and has just been a fantastic quarterback for Wilkes-Barre. Ciro Cinti, the head coach for Wilkes-Barre, has had they kind of fell off towards the end, but he has worked very hard and got them back on track.
All right, so
I think this could be awesome.
Awesome game tonight. All these games are tonight, 7 o'clock, just at different locations, obviously. Can't do them all at the same.
No.
All right, let's go to the 5A championship. Number 3, Delaware Valley is at Abington Heights. That's going to be a big one.
Yes, I saw Delaware Valley last week. They barely scraped by and beat Pittston on the road. It's a huge win for them. Abington Heights, well, they're 9-2. What else needs to be said about them? They've got the strongest defense in District 2. This should be a good one.
This could be a great one. All right, 4A championship, number 3, Dallas playing at North Pocono.
I mean, who would have thought Dallas would be here after starting off, what, 0-4? But they are, and North Pocono undefeated. There's nothing really else to say about that.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It should be a good one.
Yeah, good one. All right, and 2A championship, the Dunmore Bucks at Lakeland's Chiefs.
honestly, Lakeland has been very, very good, but Dunmore has turned on the Jets as of recently, and I have a reason to believe that whoever gets out of this game is going to do some damage in the state playoffs.
All right, and then we go to 1A championship number three. This is Tri-Valley at number one. Lackawanna Trail, those Lions, my alma mater.
Yes.
Go Lions.
I got to be honest with you. Tri-Valley came in. They're coming out of Allentown. Lackawanna Trail, I think, is just too big for anybody as far as explosiveness on their offense. They've got so many options. This is going to be interesting because if Trail does get out, they, in their classification, have the best shot to make it to the state finals because it's wide open.
All right. So out of all of these games, what are your predictions? Do you want to do any predictions or, you know, winners?
I'll do predictions.
Okay.
I'll do predictions. I think in 5A, honestly, that's going to be the closest game. I think that's going to be Abington Heights coming out on that one. That might be even a 2-point game. 3A is Scranton Prep and Berwick. Call me crazy. I honestly think if there's any game that Berwick falls, it's this one. And I have Prep by one, personally.
Hey, okay. Crazy. I'm going to call you crazy, but anyway.
I have North Pocono over Dallas, even though Dallas is my alma mater.
Okay.
I'll take North Pocono over Dallas. I have Dunmore beating Lakeland.
Whoa.
I have Dunmore beating Lakeland by 6. I have Lackawanna Trail by 14, and I have Wilkes-Barre by 7.
Over Williamsport,
nice.
Okay, yeah.
Over Williamsport.
All right, well, we'll see how it all fleshes out. It's going to be fun. This is a fun time. And then the state playoffs begin.
Yeah.
I mean, is it, in some of these cases, even if someone doesn't win a district championship, don't some of them still move on to playoffs? I'm trying to remember how this goes.
Yeah, so it depends. We're all going to have to see on what happens down in District 11 and Allentown.
Okay.
and some of the other ones in Philadelphia and stuff, because like, for instance, like District 4, the winner of that game will play the winner of Bishop Shanahan and Pope John Paul down in Philly. Like, it's a whole, like, top
right,
situation.
Right, right. You got to look at
there room for a runner-up or what? It depends on who wins.
So you never know. It could be the end, though, for the season,
right,
for the losers.
The end.
Yeah.
At the end of this, the minimum of teams that will show up next round is we'll be talking about 6 teams.
Yeah,
that's
everything's up in the air.
We're talking about all of them.
Crazy.
Yeah, awesome. All right, EJ, have a great weekend. Loving the football. Talk to you soon. Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Take care, guys.
See you, EJ.
Bye bye.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts and great bathrooms. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Because, you know, when the restrooms are something people talk about, you can just imagine how good the pizza is.
And you didn't have to make them so nice.
You didn't.
It's your
clean
fault. Pizza's good. Bathrooms are great. Man.
No, pizza's great.
I said pizza's great. Bathrooms are great.
Hi, Lindo.
Tons of beer. Hi, Lindo. Yeah, that's better. Segment.
How are you?
Yes. Good.
She's always good.
He started drinking an hour ago. I just want you to know.
Did you taste this beer yet?
I had a sip because you know me. I can't wait.
This is a different beer.
It
came in.
Weird color, too.
Oh, yeah. It came in last week. And I'm
What's
like,
weird about it?
I have never had a beer on the radio before from Vietnam.
Oh. Mm.
Or Nam. I'm not sure which one it is. But regardless, that's irrelevant.
It's a Vietnam, right?
It's Vietnam.
Vietnam.
You say Nam, I say Nam. Whatever.
It's not. This is not a tomato thing.
It's a Vietnam thing. All right, back to the beer.
Vietnamese beer.
I've never had one either. I should leave. I feel like I'm taking away from this.
Goodbye. Turn off his mic. We're done.
But I was thinking, all right, should I bring this to the radio or not? Because it's not necessarily seasonally correct.
Okay.
Because
I knew that as soon as I drank it.
Is it called like summertime blues or something?
No, it's a cucumber pilsner.
So that's more like spring, summer, right?
So, I mean, as soon as you taste it, we're jumping right into the beers.
We do not have beer news today. You can get your beer news at mybeerbuzz.com. Yeah,
I tasted this beer and I was like, I couldn't stop. I just wanted to talk about it.
Okay. So you not only did you think because it was from Vietnam, it was interesting, but you liked the taste, even though it's not seasonally correct.
I haven't had it until right now, but the idea of a cucumber pilsner, I think it would be nice and refreshing and easy to drink.
And it is, right? And
yeah, like next time I'm in Vietnam, this would be really refreshing there.
So this is called what?
Okay. The name of the brewery is HOD Saigon, which stands for Heart of Darkness in Saigon.
So everything about it is light. And
HOD Saigon.
HOD Saigon is the name of the brewery. And the name of the beer is Bia Dua Leo. B-I-A-D-U-A-L-E-O.
I love Bia this. It's like Dua Lipo. They should get her to do Bia Dua Leo.
Pretty much.
What are you going to be for Halloween? I'm going to be a Dua Lipo.
Yeah.
I love this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Drank this on Halloween, but this
Bia
is a
Dua Leo. Is there like what that means?
Let's find out.
I don't know. Ask Jeeves.
All right, you go ahead. Is Jeeves even around anymore?
I think they knocked it to just ask.
So yeah, Jeeves died.
Jeeves.
No, I don't know. Jeeves died.
I think he transferred to a different company.
Yeah, he's a.
Bia Dua.
So you were really important at one point. Yes, everyone asked me everything, and then Google.
Bia, the Vietnamese word means beer. Beer. Dua Leo means cucumber.
So it's cucumber beer.
So it's cucumber beer.
Yeah,
so creative they are.
But it sounds awesome.
Guess what?
Like some Bia Dua Leo.
Bia Dua Leo sounds a lot better than cuke beer.
You know what's funny about this beer? It's absolutely delicious. It's exactly what you'd expect from the name of it. Mm-hmm. But there's also this element of it that makes me feel like I'm at Bath and Body Works a little bit, very like light and fluffy, and they have cucumber lotions.
Have you ever had anything from brewery before?
Wait. What?
Have you ever had the
Why does this make you think of Bath? I guess
cucumber
maybe
melon?
Melon, maybe.
Yeah, the lotions and stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste. You're insulting the beer.
No, it doesn't. It has that, like, it's a fresh and it's light and refreshing.
It has nothing
like
to
that.
Do with that kind of scent, although that's a yummy scent.
Yeah, I didn't say it's a bad scent.
Well, I guess the cucumber Yankee Candle could go the same way.
Have you ever had any beer from this brewery at all?
No, I've had one or two beers.
So what made you get this beer?
Yeah.
Trying something different?
No, I saw cucumber Pilsner even when I bought it. And I was all right, that's probably going to be cool. And it was sitting on the shelf, and I said to Nick, my cousin, I said, this is the Vietnamese beer.
Right.
It's here.
That's cool that you guys do that, because at one point I asked you about beers and he's like, there's a beer for everything. Like, the names have all been taken. For you to find something that stands out, that's cool.
I like it.
Cool.
I actually this. It is refreshing, as you say. So when you think about it seasonally, I think of it more for, but you know what? It doesn't really matter. It's a matter of taste, whether, you know, you want something deep and dark and roasted or.
In the last couple of years, there have been some craft breweries that have been starting to emerge their beer in this country. That, you know, like, I wouldn't really have thought of Vietnamese craft beer, or we have some Korean craft beer, and now there's a bunch of new Japanese craft beers that might be coming around. So it's just trying a lot of the beers that have obviously been inspired by the American craft culture in other countries,
right.
And have them be something fantastic.
And this
like
is
this.
Not hoppy.
No.
It's
no.
not a hoppy one. The color is like a mid color, right? I mean, it's not super light, but it's not.
It's beer colored beer. Right, it looks like a beer. If you didn't know what we were drinking here, you could say this might possibly be like a Miller or Budweiser in the color.
Am I wrong? My impression of this would be if there's somebody who comes in going, I like beer, they're probably going to be annoyed by this, but there's going to be people who are going to come in and be like, I can't believe how delicious this beer. And people are going to love this because it's so different.
It's different. It's light. The cucumber comes.
It's really good.
The cucumber comes through, right? I think it's good.
Mm.
I like it. Okay, he's sucking it down.
Yeah, he is. You're eyeing that up.
I'm almost through my quarter cup here.
Yeah,
well, I'm not
it's
drunk.
It's very slight. I can once you tell me it has cucumber, I can taste that very light kind of flavor. I think it's very unique.
I mean, cucumber is refreshing when you put it in a cocktail or anything.
You ever have cucumber water where they just put slices? It makes the awesome. Changes
I love
the whole flavor.
I'm looking online at the packaging, which is like a bright, like green. It's
very interesting. Trippy, if you will.
It's trippy. It's black and like a bright green.
And I'm going to call this out, too. I just noticed this. The font they used for Bia Dua Lipa is the Disney font, I think.
No.
I think it is.
It's Disney. I guess it's Disney, yes.
It's got like the Disney font with like.
Oh.
Like Magic Kingdom.
It's a little bubbly.
I don't know what the Disney font is, so I'll have
to
just claim ignorance.
I think it's actually called Disney font, yeah.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, that doesn't change any feelings about the beer. It's just, it doesn't, you know, it's interesting.
I like it. I give it a 9.2. Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Let's just go up to 10?
Right, yeah.
Then that is heavy. That's
do you find yourself liking a cucumber beer? Usually is that?
I mean, there's not a lot of cucumber beers. There's some dill pickle beers, and this is up my alley. If it was a hot day out, this is great.
Right,
it's great today.
Do you have any other beers from them? I've seen that they have other stuff like coffee beers. No, this is the only because you'd like the cucumber thought there.
I haven't brought anything else in, but now that I've tried this, we will.
You might try that too.
Is there a flavor like you said you were like, oh, cucumber beer, and you kind of lit up like, let's get this.
Yeah.
Is there like a bucket list you have of flavor combinations or flavor profiles that you? Like, I'm dying to see blank. Is there anything like that?
I'm normally intrigued by peach, by grapefruit.
There's something you've never seen before.
Oh, no.
There's nothing out there.
I think everything's been done, even cat.
A lot of it's done.
Right? I mean, I had
beer. So. Yeah, I did. We've had that. We had a beer that was actually made with goat brains.
We did yeast from a guy's beard. For the love of God. What's left?
We had one on the air with mushrooms in it.
Didn't we have one with pepperoni? I think we've done that.
We did the pizza beer. Mamma Mia from Sprecher had garlic and and tomatoes and weird stuff in it.
One, my neighbor who likes beer, got mad at me because he's like, why would you do that to me?
Yeah, but
it's a novelty.
It's a novelty, fun. Yeah. It's a novelty. This one's a good one. I like this one. Again, we are doing, it's Bia Dua Leo, not Dua Lipa.
B-I-A-D-U-A and Leo, like
and it's
L-E-O.
Heart of Darkness, H-O-D, Saigon.
Yeah.
This is Vietnamese beer, which is wild.
And you have it in stock. It's there, ready to go. Definitely worth drinking.
Checking it out.
Yeah,
anything
really
exciting going on elsewhere?
No.
Are we getting ready for Pilgrim Pizzas? He's looking at me like,
oh my God, I was going to say, that doesn't happen until November.
It doesn't.
But here we are.
Not yet.
Until Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Coming up.
Well, see, this is important for us to tell people. The Pilgrim Pizza is coming Wednesday. Explain the Pilgrim Pizza for those who may not know.
It's a pizza with pilgrims.
And it comes over from Europe, right?
We use our regular dough, our regular cheese, and it's topped with roasted turkey. And we use a little bit of stuffing, some cranberry aioli with a side of gravy.
Ah. Is it Johnny Lucas? Johnny Lucas got it last year, right?
So he's, good.
Still talks about it.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's,
the Pilgrim Pizza's coming.
It's really good and fun to eat and not great to make.
But I was going
to
say, I remember... This is how much pride you take in this. I was like, can you bring one in? You're like, it won't be good that in the morning.
Yeah,
like, you want it fresh out of the oven.
Nobody's doing pizza in the morning, yeah.
And I thought that was really cool.
Next Friday, do I want to wake up at 6:30 and go make a pizza and bring it in? No.
Oh, I got excited for...
If you did, brownie points. All right. Anyway, today's beer is HOD Saigon, Bia Dua Leo. A big thumbs up.
Cucumber.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Enjoy
you
the
too,
Pilgrim
guys.
Pizza. We can't, but... Maybe just go down and buy one Thursday night and bring it in.
You think I got Pilgrim Pizza money?
No. The Friday Beer Buzz is powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, and Pilgrim Pizza.
I'm getting one.
Starting Wednesday. Go, he saw me point. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 Rotating Jar. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue. In Exeter, the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together. Joe Snedeker with our forecast from Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Pleasure to be in your auditory canal. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. All right, so here we go. Today, not a bad day. Partly sunny to cloudy. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Yeah, it's a big day for me. I'm getting new tires on my truck. So while they're doing that, I'm going to go for a bike ride. Yeah, baby. Killing time. Anything to not sit in the waiting office and read a golf magazine from 1995. You know how it is in those waiting rooms. So today, not bad. Overnight tonight, starting probably by dark, there's going to be some showers. So if you have any big date plans for Friday night, showers moving in. 6, 7, 8 o'clock. They'll be brief. They'll taper off by Saturday. Another dry day tomorrow. Partly sunny to cloudy and about 55. More showers on Sunday. On and off throughout the day. Not a washout. 57. Then the cold air moves in. Monday, Tuesday, stuck near 40. Clouds, peeps of sun, a chilly wind, and our first flurry of the season. Monday and into Tuesday. Can you handle the truth? The rest, my friend, is up to you. Put a smile on your face. Say it's good to be alive and make it a good weekend.
Thank you,
go.
Joseph.
I have some food news.
No way!
You know what?
What?
Some of that food news we already broke. Pilgrim Pizza.
Wednesday.
Is coming Wednesday to Sabatini's. But we got other stuff for you, too. Taco Bell has a new holiday dessert, and it's available already.
I've heard about this, and I have to try to find one because my kids will love it.
The Mountain Dew Baja Blast Pie. It's a limited edition pie. It's pricey. $19.99.
Yeah.
If you better have your Pilgrim Pizza money.
My kids will like it because it's not healthy.
All right. It features a graham cracker crust, whipped cream topping, and a creamy key lime style filling inspired by the soda's tropical lime flavor. It's sold whole in stores only while supplies last.
As an adult, I feel silly saying this, but I like that flavor. I don't like any Mountain Dew, but I like that flavor. But it's probably a key lime pie.
It's key lime, but it probably has that color and a little bit of a tropical twist.
I saw a picture. It's a little neon-y.
McDonald's adds two new extra value meals to its menu. Now you have the $5 sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles meal.
Yep.
Includes the breakfast sandwich, hash brown, small coffee. There's an $8 10-piece. These are value meals.
Yeah.
$8 10-piece chicken McNuggets meal. It has the McNuggets, medium fries, and a medium fountain drink. So those are some new ones. When the value meal is $5 and $8. Chick-fil-A brings back three popular items for the holiday season. This doesn't start until November the 10th. The peppermint chip milkshake.
Very popular.
That is back for the 17th year. Yes, you've got the peppermint bark chips in the ice cream. Johnny L is drooling as we speak. Also, the chicken tortilla soup. is back for its 13th year. Chicken strips, beans, vegetables, seasoned tortilla strips in a creamy broth. All of that at Chick-fil-A. Mm-mm. Are you hungry now? Yes, we are.
I was.
Hungry.
I still am.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Couple of things that happened on this day before we get to celebrity birthdays. November the 7th, 1893, Colorado became the first state to give women the right to vote. You go, Colorado. Gosh.
Wrecking the country like, I'm kidding.
1944. Imagine this. Would never happen, obviously, in this day and age. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt wins an unprecedented fourth term in office, defeating Thomas Dewey. How about that? And people got so mad, they said, we're not doing this anymore. God forbid. 1991. This was a big day. I remember this clearly. Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Magic Johnson stuns the country by announcing he tested positive for the HIV virus that causes AIDS.
And then this year, as a partial owner of the Dodgers, he's out there on the field celebrating. We all thought he was going to pass away soon. Right. Back then, medical science is amazing.
Whole different world, that's for sure. Also on this day, 1972, President Nixon re-elected in a landslide over Democrat George McGovern. On this date, 1951, Ava Gardner and Frank Sinatra tied the knot. That didn't last. And I've heard Frank Sinatra, has he not often said that she was the love of his life? I don't know.
I often hear people say that mostly about the ones that got away.
It's like, oh, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened there? And in the year 2000, Hillary Rodham Clinton, the first lady to win public office, defeating Republican Rick Lazio for a U.S. Senate seat in New York. I remember that clearly.
Sounded like you were about to say to go to space, but then I'm like, no, the timing's off and I don't think she's ever gone.
Yeah. Go to space.
Yeah, she won that.
All right, time to play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
It's Peter Brady's birthday. Christopher Knight. How old is
this
Peter?
This is going to make me feel old. It's make everyone feel old. He's probably got to be about 68.
He is 68 on the nose.
How about that? He's almost 70.
Joni Mitchell has a birthday today. Legendary folk singer, songwriter.
Woodstock, right? Wasn't she there?
She was, I believe, there too, yes. Legendary singer.
She's up there. Like, I want to say she's like 88.
She's 82.
Ooh.
Yeah, not quite that old. Johnny Rivers, remember? Secret Agent Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the Boogie Woogie Flu, that one, the Rock and Pneumonia.
What?
He gave that to everybody.
Everyone's wearing masks.
So
no problem
cruel,
then.
They didn't have a vaccine.
Government shut everybody down.
How old is Johnny Rivers? Shut everybody
part of the,
down.
He's part of the problem. Yeah. Taking horse drugs. I don't know. Johnny Rivers is dead. No, he's 90.
He's 83.
I don't know.
83. Also, we've got Lord, the singer with an E at the end.
And the
blasphemy. Oh, look.
She was like super popular for about a year or two.
She really was.
And
yeah.
Then something happened. Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, these singers today, usually they love to make the money off the first couple albums. Not the singers, the, you know, producers. So, and then they go, eh.
It's so stupid. Why don't you just slowly make no money like the rest of us? No, she's 33.
29.
So close.
Mm. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. If you're a lawyer, hope you get lots of love. It's Love Your Lawyer Day, everybody.
That sounds like an ethical day.
Mm.
Ethical issue a day.
Yeah.
How much do you love your
it's
lawyer?
It's also a Fountain Pen Day. Do you have one of those? Hug a Bear Day. Good luck with that. National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day.
Whoa, that's so tasty. Specific.
Notary Public Day. So thank the Notary Public in your life. You really, when you need them.
Say it.
Notary Public. You
notary.
Know, the ones that you, yes, the ones you go to get like an embossed seal. You
that's
know,
what I thought you
said.
At first I thought you said that. Then you said it again. I thought it was no to Republic. And I'm like, what is?
Yes. No, we're not saying no to the
notary.
Republic. Right.
Public Notary Day.
Yes.
Okay.
May you all have blessings today if it's your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.